This past week I was in Eretz Yisrael, so I enjoyed every minute except for Thursday night one of the Israeli Rabbanim came to visit me in the yeshiva. I was in the yeshiva building in the dormitory, and he showed me newspaper articles about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a whole new movement, young musmachim in Eretz Yisrael. They want to act cool. So they want to watch movies and tell over in their drushes. They want to incorporate ideas from the movies into their drushes. And they want to wear jeans to be cool with the balabatim. They think that they'll have a better hashpon, the balabatim. And they're not going to be so medactic in all the mitzvahs. They think this mitzvah is going to cause problems, so we don't have to care. And everything that pin up Rabbi Soloveitchik. The people never saw Rabbi Soloveitchik. They never heard a shiur from Rabbi Soloveitchik. Everything is from Rabbi Soloveitchik. So I was just thinking, there's a famous comment that Rashi has in the beginning of Parshas Tetzaveh. The Parsha begins with the Big De Kuhuna. So Rashi says, you have to make Ephod, Choshen, Ephod, Me'il, all these Big De Kuhuna. So Rashi says, Lo Shamaita V'la Matzase B'Braisa De Malechas HaMishkan Tavnisa. Says, I don't have a tradition what the Ephod looks like. And in there's a Braisa Malachas HaMishkan from the days of the Tanoim. It doesn't describe exactly what the beged looks like. The Libi Oimali, Rashi says, I have a hunch. I think that it's this. And he starts giving a whole description of some kind of a garment that the women used to ride horseback in France, what it looked like.
How do you look?
That's another question. How did Rashi look at the women? Okay. So the belt says that Rashi was obviously a woman. Obviously, that's why you say in Yiddish, Wazok di Rashi. Di Rashi means Lashon Nekev. You don't say De Rashi. Di Rashi. Okay, that's in Yiddish folklore. They say Rashi was a woman, otherwise he wouldn't be looking at the women. Okay. So the belt has, in Yiddish folklore, they have a lot of jokes, but a lot of the jokes have a kernel of truth. So Makshim Hoylem in the belt, Frek Takashe, how can Rashi say, Vilibi Oimali? But it says in Kriyashma, Veloys, Surach Velevavchem, you're not allowed to follow your heart. So the Pashta says that the Kasha is a joke. Lo Sirah Havacha means, if you have a desire to worship Avodah Zarah, so don't worship Avodah Zarah. That's the Pashta. So in Yiddish folklore they say, Lo Sirah Levavchem doesn't apply to Rashi, because Rashi fulfilled the Pasuk in Mishle, Kosvei Maluach Libecha. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Mishle, you should learn Torah, you should engrave the Torah on your heart. You should always be so full of Torah. So if your heart is all full of Torah, so libi yomali, that's a wonderful thing. Your heart is a heart of Torah, so libi yomali is fine. So this, I remember, Rabbi Holzer, should have a refuah shleima. Rabbi Holzer, for many years, was the chairman of the Vada Kashrus of the Rabbinical Council of America with respect to the Kashrus of the OU. So I remember one occasion in the last years of Rabbi Soloveitchik's life, when he wasn't well, he wasn't shaykh to discuss something with him. Rabbi Hatzel once called me up on the phone and he asked me a shaylen din. What's something in kasha? What's the din? So I said, I don't know, I'll have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, but what do you think the din is before you look it up? So I said, I have no idea, I'll have to look it up. But before you look it up, what do you think that keeps on asking? So I said, I don't know, I'll have to look it up. But he says, when I always used to ask the Rav, they would always say, I have a hunch, I have an intuition the din is like that. I say, that was the Rav. The Rav is like Rashi. The Rav can say, Libi Oimali. The Rav is full of Torah. This was a long time ago. This was 35 years ago. So I said, the Rav is full of Torah. So Libi Oimali meant something by him. By another person, his heart, he didn't yet fulfill the mitzvah of Kosma Luach Lebecha. Libi Oimali is a problem. Your intuition is going to tell you what the din is. If your heart is not full of Torah, so your intuition may be mistaken also. So the Rav said, I remember in Shir he spoke about it, the great Gedolim, when he delivered the Hesped when his uncle passed away, Rav Elbala passed away. So part of the Hesped was, it says in the Pasuk, Torah Tzivalon Moshe Meirosha Kihilas Yankim. The Torah is a Yerusha for all of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara has a Darshan, a Drosha, a play on words. Torah Tzivalon Moshe Meirosha means a Yerusha, Miloshen Meurosha. Every Jew is married to the Torah. Every Jew has Erisin with the Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik's theme was, every balabos has erisin with the Torah, but great geonim have nisuin with the Torah. There's a difference between erisin and nisuin. So he gave a mashal. He said, when I first met my wife and we got married, so I had my opinion, she had her opinion. After being married for many years, you already know your wife's mahalach ha-machshava. Whenever any issue comes up, you can already tell in advance what her reaction is going to be to everything. You already know. So he said, great Goyin, and he said, my uncle, Rav Elbele, was a great Goyin. He didn't only have Erisin. He had Nisuin with the Torah. He was so married to the Torah, he knew already by intuition what the Torah is going to say. Didn't have to look it up in Shulchan Aruch. He had a feeling what it's going to say. So he he pointed out, the Ravid's opinion is in Pagina Dibura that there's a difference between a Psul Baldovar as opposed to a Psul Edis of a Karavar or a Rasha. A Baldovar doesn't have a Shem Eid at all. So the Ravid learns in the Gemara, that's how you have to read, according to the Ravid, a couple that's married with Nisu, and that's called Baldovar. Bal Kishta is considered Baldovar, considered Pchad. If it's only Erisin, so the husband and the wife are Kroivim. If they have a Nisuin, so it's more than Kroivim. It's considered Mamish. Bal Kishta, it's considered a Baldovar Mamish. So Rav Soloveitchik said, the great Gedolim, when they used to have a Shaila, they didn't first look it up in Shulchan Aruch. They knew so much Halacha, they would have an intuition what they think the din is. And then they would paskin based on the intuition. There's a famous sefer that's called Chut HaMeshulosh. It has the stories of the three generations, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and his son-in-law was the Chasam Sofer, and his son was the Ksav Sofer. So this sefer is written by the son, by one of the sons of the Ksav Sofer. And he has all the family stories, stories about Rabbi Kivega, stories about his grandfather, the Chasam Sofer, stories about his father, the Ksav Sofer. So one of the stories they have is that when the Chasam Sofer used to write tshuvas, he wrote many, many, many tshuvas. He published so many tshuvas. So he wrote a tshuva so he would always leave it on the table, and he would ask his son, the Ksav Sofer, to read it over, and if he agreed, he should mail it. And if he doesn't agree, he should tell him that he doesn't agree. So the son was always embarrassed to tell the father he doesn't agree. So if he didn't agree, he would leave it on the table for a couple of days till the father would ask him, why'd you leave the tshuva, you didn't mail it? So he would say, because he thinks that over here there's what the dingzach, they would negotiate, so then the Chasam Sofer would sometimes touch up the tshuva. So on one occasion, the Ksav Sofer read the tshuva and he didn't mail it, so the father asked, how come he didn't mail the tshuva? So he said, the one who sent the shaila was a very big Talmid Chacham, and you wrote in the tshuva a flimsy raya. You wrote what you think the din is, and you didn't really give a good raya. The Talmid Chacham also knows flimsy rayas. He's a big learned person. You have to give him a better raya than that. So in the official biography, it says the Chasam Sofer made the following remark. He said, in every generation, the Rabbi Shalom gives the mafteach ha-psak, he gives the key to psak to one individual. He should be the poisek gadar. So he felt, the Chasam Sofer said about himself, he feels in this generation, I have the mafteach ha-psak. And then he said, the main koach ha-psak is based on intuition. It's not based on rayas from the Gemara. My muskel rishon, when I get a shaila, my muskel rishon is always what I think the din is. I go fishing around in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch to see whether my muskel rishon, whether my intuition is correct or not. So he says, over here, my intuition was that that's the din. And even if the raya, even if there's no raya, my intuition, that's the halacha. The halacha is what I thought to. So Rav Soloveitchik said that this is, he didn't say over the story for Nachsam Sofer, but it's the same thing. He said all the great goyim, when they had a shaila, they would paskan based on their intuition. So this is what they had an article in a newspaper, that these young rabbanim, who never met Rav Soloveitchik, don't know anything about him, somehow they picked up that Rav Soloveitchik was like a conservative rabbi. That anything goes. If your intuition has it that you shouldn't observe a certain din, so you just do away with that din. Rabbi Soloveitchik would wear jeans. Rabbi Soloveitchik would wear, he would recommend that a rabbi should wear jeans. Meshuga avtoira. Rabbi Soloveitchik would recommend you don't observe everything in Shulchan Aruch. The Rav was crazy meshuga avtoira for every minig in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch has a minig. The Mishnah Berurah says it's already 600 years. Nobody observes the minig. Rabbi Soloveitchik, what do you mean? Shulchan Aruch quotes a minig. You got to observe the minig. He used to observe every minig that nobody observes today. Unless he felt that is a minig shtus, in every generation you have to determine that any given minig is a minig shtus or not. This is tremendously dangerous. This idea that Talmid HaChachamim should paskin based on their intuition, this in Yiddish folklore they say Rashi has the right to say Libi Yomali because Rashi fulfilled the instruction of Shlomo HaMelech, Kasvam Aluach Libecha, but for a person who is wet behind the ears, he's not yet fulfilled Kasvam Aluach Libecha. What do you mean Libi Yomali? That's exactly the pasuk. Maybe your intuition is totally wrong. I remember when I was learning Gemara with my Chavrusa, so we learned, I remember, a certain sugya in Yevamos, then we looked through the Shulchan Aruch, then the Pischei Tshuva quotes the Tshuva, Rab Chaim Olozhin, so we went through the Tshuva, we felt we knew everything there was to know on that topic. And then we figured we're going to test ourselves, we're going to look in Rav Moshe's Shailas. We looked in Digras Moshe, we read the Shaila, and we decided what the Tshuva should be. So then we looked, what does Rav Moshe say? He quotes a Gemara in Bchoris we never heard of. No one ever quoted, we had never learned Bchoris at that time. He quotes a Gemara no one ever quoted, and he says, based on that Gemara, the din should be different from the way we figured it out. The answer is, you're not entitled to have intuition before you know Kol HaTorah Kula. There may be a Gemara that you never heard of. The Gemara is not so mesudadik. The Gemara is all over the place. So there may be some favar from the Gemara somewhere in Bchoris that's relevant to your Shaila, even though the Poskim never quoted it. It's very unfortunate when a few years ago, about 8-9 years ago, when Nadi Helfgott published a collection of letters written by Rav Soloveitchik, so some of the letters are very strong. There's one letter there he wrote to Rabbi Teddy Adams when he was the president of the Rabbinical Council of America. So he said, you should send a letter to the Jewish Publication Society in Philadelphia, tell them why we're not going to use their translation of the Bible, and tell them outright because it has apikursis. And don't be wishy-washy about it. Tell them often, we can't use their translation because it has apikursis in it. So one of the rabbis, one of the people read this letter. It was printed just a few years ago. So he called up Rabbi Soloveitchik's daughter, Mrs. Tversky. He says, I never realized your father was an Orthodox rabbi. They never realized Rabbi Soloveitchik was an Orthodox rabbi. I'll taste an Orthodox rabbi. He was a kanoi. They write in the letter that it's apikursis, but not going to accept. See, here it's in Eretz Yisrael that people, they never saw Rav Soloveitchik, they don't know what he stands for. They just read some of his Divrei Mehashkofa, which they don't understand. All of Rav Soloveitchik's Hashkofa was based on his halacha. If he didn't understand the halacha, he didn't understand his Hashkofa. Rav Kook has such an essay. Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Kook, the chief rabbi in Eretz Yisrael, has an essay. Hashkofa should really be based on halacha. It shouldn't be based on agadata. Because agadata, we don't have a tradition how to interpret. And they can drain the middle. Halacha, we know what the din is. Yalav, Yavai, Dominic, Tzitzis, Tzilim, Shem, we know what the din is. So better is Hashkov should be based on halacha. So one of the prominent Rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael pointed out, that's what Rav Kook writes, but he himself really does that. He said the one who really did that was Rav Soloveitchik. He did it a lot. He used to, every year on the Yortzeit, he used to give a long drasha for 4 hours. He used to give halacha 2 hours. And then I got it based on the halacha. He would develop Hashkov idea that was based on the halacha. So if the people who didn't understand Rav Soloveitchik's halacha, they never heard of any, these people, they never saw Rav Soloveitchik, never heard anything. How can they possibly understand the Hashkofa? He uses terminology that it's unique. He had his own vocabulary, he had his own expressions based on halacha, based on Gemara. I remember once there was at an OU weekend. So one of the younger Rabbanim was speaking about the hesped that Rav Soloveitchik delivered when Rav Chaim Moisel passed away. A famous hesped about Das Torah. So in the hesped, which Rav Soloveitchik himself wrote up, so he used an expression there, Lemachza Lishlish V'Lerviyah, a common expression in the Gemara. So the rabbi who was giving an assessment of the hesped never heard that expression. So he mentioned he doesn't know how to read that line, doesn't know how to translate that. One who doesn't know Gemara well, one who doesn't know Rav Soloveitchik's style in Gemara, will never understand this Hashkof. So you have in Eretz Yisrael a new door, Vayokam Dar Chodesh HaShaloyadaz Yosef, they never saw Rav Soloveitchik. And all of a sudden they think he was a conservative rabbi, and just like his intuition was good, so everybody's intuition is good. It's scandalous. As I said, the whole week that I spent in Eretz Yisrael was wonderful, except for last Thursday night. It just aggravated me all night long.